episode 231, Slow Down to Speed Up.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, happy day. Are you ready for the day? Come on, let's go. We got to keep going. Why? You and I have got to chat. It's girl time. Woo, woo, raise a room. Woo, woo. It is time for us just to enjoy it. And you know what? There's no better time than to slow down in order to speed up. Yeah. Don't you want that secret? Don't you want to just slow down to speed up? I know it doesn't make sense, but that is what our chat time is about today. What have you been up to lately? Have you been getting into trouble? Oh, what project are you working on now? How long is that to-do list? Uh-huh. Yeah, just keep it going, right? Well, you know what? It can't keep going because eventually, if it keeps going, you end up going with it. Slow down to speed up. Now, if you're like me, man, full speed ahead all the time. I feel like I'm on in the race car. I am driving over 200 miles per hour all the time, every single day. But at some point, you got to come to a screeching halt because if not, your body will, and sometimes your mind joins in too. If you're wondering, gosh, I can feel this. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you're doing. I want to hear even your struggles going, man, Christiane, I'm doing this. Come on over to createyournow.com. I want to hear if I can help you. I would love to serve you more. Leave me a message. Drop me a note. I am there for you. Come on over to our facebook.com/groups/createyournowpodcast. Request to join. It is a closed group. That means we don't let bad people in, as in like kind of troll people and people that are going to bother us. We have people that are uplifting in there, encouragers, people who are going through the same thing you are in different stages of life. We have some young, some old. It doesn't matter. We are all women helping and encouraging and empowering one another as you continue your journey on in life. So come on over to our Facebook Create Your Now podcast private group page. Request to join. I would love to see you there. Okay, we have got to get going because in order to speed up, you got to slow down. And this goes essentially totally against almost the American dream here in the United States of America. Now, if you're in a different country, I got to say, I have visited a lot of countries. I've had the privilege of going to other countries. Love to travel. Absolutely love it. And I'm telling you, sometimes, you know what, guys? You got it right. You guys take some areas, some countries, they take a lunch break and it's not for 30 minutes. They close shops down. No one can go shopping for 2 or 3 hours. It's sweet. The mom and pop stores, they hang a sign and they say, be back later. Or if someone's sick that day, they will put up a sign and say, you know what? I'm sorry, I can't be here. I hope this doesn't, you know, put you in a bad position, but my child's sick and I must take care of them. And it was okay. If that happened in the United States of America, I mean, seriously, if you're listening and you're in America, what do you think would happen? What are you thinking? And you'd find someplace else to go, wouldn't you? It's cultural differences. However, I mention that because sometimes other cultures have got it right when it comes to putting the mind, body, and spirit first. You know what, moms? We have it even worse. It doesn't matter what country you live in. You got it rough. You got it tough. Why do you have it that way? Because your middle name is busy. Now we're into everything. Technology has taken us into overload and overwhelm. It is double, double, double O's. It is craziness. And then when you have children and they're getting of age of doing things, oh my goodness, I can remember when my daughters started dance. And when did we start them? Oop, 2.5, 3 years old. Really? Do they really need to start that young? I mean, not all of our children, seriously, are going to be prodigies, right? Some of them got it, some of them don't. Now, is it a bad thing to put them in at a young age? No. But you see, what happens is it continues on. And it's not just dance. It's not just cheerleading. It's not just football. It's not just soccer. It's also basketball. It's also baseball. On top of that, it's lacrosse. On top of that, we've got to have our horseback riding lessons. On top of that, we're going to do hockey. And on top of that, well, we got to go to a party. Holy cow. And And that's one, maybe two children. And you got three or four. I don't know about you, but I'm beyond crazy. It leads to insanity. Slow down to speed up. But you see, busy is that middle name. We feel like, and I'm going to be up front with you here. We feel like that if we don't get our kids involved in everything, they're going to amount to nothing. Really? Because that's how we act. Oh, I got to have them involved in this. Oh, they've got to be in the touring softball team. And it's got to be that one. It's got to be the Pink Leopards. And if they're not in the Pink Leopards, oh, well, she's just not a success. Seriously, I know moms who are like that. You may be like that. Yeah, I'm getting real, I'm getting raw, and I'm getting honest. Because we get trapped in the word busy. We get trapped in comparison. And then we wonder why our health begins to fail. We have no energy. We're sick more often. We just are tired and we're yawning. We're gaining weight in areas that, well, you wish you weren't gaining weight, but you're gaining more of it now. You're growing in size, but not in height. On top of that, your temper is getting shortened. Your patience is no longer. Slow down to speed up. You see, I was that person. I was that go-getter. But the thing is, I had five going. Yeah, that's crazy times five. That's beyond insanity at times. At one point in our life, we had five babies or five children. Okay, I always call them babies because they're always my babies. They will always be your babies. So when I refer to them as babies, they're babies. But I'll give you an age reference here. So I had one that was in probably first grade to second grade. She was in second grade. And then my son would have been in kindergarten, but he was a year ahead. So he was still only four and a half, five. And then I had three other little ones, okay? Of the five, three of the five went to gymnastics, of which we drove 45 minutes one way to go to the gymnastics studio that we wanted to go to because of where we were located. We weren't really in a rural area. Were there other gymnastics probably around? Yes, but we wanted that one. We felt comfortable going to that gym. We drove 45 minutes one way, 45 minutes the other way. We did that a minimum of three times a week. And that was just gymnastics. Oh, we had dance. We had soccer. We had baseball. We had it all. It was crazy. And then on top of that, we had church activity. So we had Wednesday night. We had Sunday night. We had Sunday morning. And actually, at that time, we went to Saturday night service. So for those of you who go to Sunday service, we went Saturday night because it worked better with our schedule. And at one point, we traveled 45 minutes to go to church because we could not find a church in the town that we wanted. We still wanted to go to that one. So 45 minutes. So basically almost 2 hours every Saturday night we were driving. And I had an infant. I was nursing a baby. Crazy, I tell you. But this is real and raw. And moms, we don't talk about this, but we kind of let ourselves get to this. Now, do they all need to have a little bit of an experience? Yes. But how much and how far do you let it go? Do you let it go because they really are liking the sport, or do you do it because they're fulfilling your dream for them? It's your dream that you want them to play basketball. So you're pushing them. You want them to do cross country. So you're pushing them to do cross country. You want them to do golf. So you're pushing them. You want them to be a little Tiger Woods. Oh, he's got potential. Everybody has potential. But not all of our children are prodigies, yet our middle name is busy. How involved are your children? How involved are you? Is your middle name not only busy, but you have the word yes in there too? Busy, yes, but I'll still help you. Busy, yes, I'll still help you. We stay away from the word no. And then we wonder why we're sick again. We wonder why our menstrual cramps are getting worse. We wonder why our cravings are horrible and we're binge eating at 11:30 at night when we should be sleeping already. We wonder why our relationships are failing. Why we don't have communication anymore. And you look at your husband and you go, who are you? And he says, I don't know, haven't seen you in a while. that is reality for a lot of us. Now, if you're just beginning the trail, just beginning that journey and that long hike, and you've got little ones, be strategic in what you do. Don't think about, oh, well, my best friend has them in this and this and this and this and this and this and this. There are some things that you need to let them dabble in and see, do they have an interest? But don't go out and spend and buy stuff crazy thinking that they're going to be the next great. Because most of the time, the next great that they're going to be is your next great, not belonging to a professional team next great. And that should be all that matters. But it's easy to get caught up in the, I got to have my son here and I got to have my daughter here. Then you have no control over your schedule. Why? Because their schedule is run by everybody else's schedule. And then on top of that, if they go to a private school or a public school, their schedule of going to school is controlled by you. The only thing that there's hope is those for those of you who homeschool, at least there you have some control. Oh my, that's awesome. I remember those days and I treasured those days. Now I don't have those days. Those days are controlled by the private schools and the public schools and their calendars. They are impeding on my family time. But you see, when you allow your kids to go to the private and public schools, you have to abide by their rules. But it complicates things, doesn't it? It becomes what? Even more busy. Crazy. And here I'm saying slow down to speed up. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Yes, I am. And we're going to get to that more here in a minute. You see, we beat ourselves up. And we may not be colored black and blue, but we're tired. We run ourselves ragged. If you're a stay-at-home mom, it's not any easier. Why? Because you don't get an escape. Even though you think you go to that Bible study at 9 a.m. on Tuesday mornings and you get to put your youngest in nursery, but then you have the other two that are in school. Yeah, that 1.5 hours of adult connection cuts it for like 2.5 minutes. But man, when the craziness hits the fan again, you're right back where you were. Tired, exhausted, bags under your eyes, not getting enough sleep. Eating wrong, gaining weight, loss of energy, totally, you know, frustrated and short-tempered. Why? And then you say, I'm not getting anything done. I've got to do all these projects. And so everything else is failing. Now, is it always like that? No. But I'm telling you, this is a reality. This is a reality that we're living. And our families as a unit are suffering because of it. And so today I'm begging you, yes, I'm on my knees and I'm saying slow down to speed up. I'm still here, but I wanted you to think about that. Slow down to speed up. Think about if you were a new mom. Okay, if you're a new mom right now and you're listening to me going, gosh, Christiane, I am overwhelmed. I'm beyond. You know, I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm on overtime. I've got this little creature here, this little human being that relies on me all the time. I've never done this before. Don't freak out. You're going to make it. Everybody does. You can't break them. You do need to love them. But you know what? In order to give yourself a break, to slow down, to speed up, have someone come over. If you're a nursing mom, see, I nursed my babies. That's what I did. And if I was home, I fed them. That was something that I personally wanted to do. But you know what? You could still have somebody come over. And if you want to take a 20 to 30 minute nap, then guess what? They can watch the baby. They can keep their eyes. That's what I had done for me. They would come over and I would just have a friend of mine and they would sit there and they would watch the baby, hold the baby if need be. Because they're not eating every 20 to 30 minutes. They don't need you that often. So what you need to do is have somebody come over, but they don't have to feed them and all of that. They can just watch them, make sure they're safe and healthy. They can love on them and cuddle them and follow the rules that you want. Like if you want them to have a pacifier, well, then if they're getting a little fussy, put a pacifier in their mouth. If you don't want them to have a pacifier, then you give them other alternatives. But you can ask for help. But for some reason, we have to keep being busy, 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 and we don't know how to slow down. Reminds me of the movie Nemo and Little Dory. I think that was her name. The fish. Ellen DeGeneres played her. And I remember she talked whale. Yeah, she was a fish, but she talked whale. The little blue fish. And she'd be what? And I feel like that's what I need to do to tell you guys is slow down is the best way to speed up. It is. And I know it sounds crazy because that's not how we're raised here in America. It's going against the grain of that American dream. The more you do, the harder you work, the more you push, the farther you'll get. But actually, it's wrong. Yeah, I'm telling you. So moms, breathe. If you didn't listen to episode 230, Breathe Happy, go back there and listen to that one. You got to breathe happy. Then I want you to slow down to speed up. This is your kiss. Slow down for you. That's it. Slow down for you. Now I'm going to give you three steps with some examples in there. But think about this. Slow down for you. You got to take some mental breaks, some physical breaks. At work, you need to kind of step away from it. Think about it. If you were at work 24/7, 365, so 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year. You lived at work. Do you not think you would be a bit, right? Same thing with home. Same thing with your busy schedule. Slow down to speed up. Okay? And this is how you're going to do it. Slow down for you. Number one, listen to your mind, body, and spirit. Sounds simple, doesn't it? But it's so hard. Now, you do this, number one. Some of you may already be in tuned with your body. I know that sounds weird. But actually knowing your body, knowing what's going to happen. Like, oh gosh, if I eat this food, I'm going to feel like this. Okay? Or if it's that time in the month, then I really, these things don't work well with me during that time. Or man, if I drink this, I am hyper as all get out. You know, you go to the famous coffee shops and you get that one drink and you're like, oh, you're bouncing off the wall. You know that. Listen to your mind, body, and spirit. Think about it. Are you yawning a lot? Are you physically tired? Are you not able to focus? Is your stress at an all-time high or even just a little bit? Think about where your stress level is. And if you're not sure, go back to where something was normal. Go back pre-children. Go back to your college days of enjoying life. When was the last time you had that? That allows you to kind of figure out, gosh, where is my stress level right now? A lot of you, I promise you, are off the charts right now as I'm speaking to you. And that's not good for you. That is not good. You may be hurting or having pain. Hurt as in not necessarily physically hurt, but hurting kind of like your soul hurting. Like you just don't know. You're restless at night. It's like your mind is all jumbled, but you can't figure out why. You're distracted easily. These are things that you need to be listening to regarding your mind, body, and spirit. If you have absolutely no idea on how to read within your mind, body, and spirit, then one thing you can do, and that's really for all of you, is journal. Actually write down. Start your day. How do you feel when you get up? If you feel like CRAP, okay, then when the day goes on, see how it changes, etc. Then the next morning, based on maybe what you ate, what you did, etc., you can see, there's a pattern here. Man, when I do this, this happens. Oh, but when I exercise, I may not like it, but I actually feel better because of it. Amazing how that works. So begin to journal. Write it down so you can see it in front of you. You've got to listen to your body and your mind and your spirit. You've got to. Number two, locate and know your trigger times. It's important to know that. Know and locate your trigger times. When do you have less energy? Is it in the afternoon or is it 11 o'clock in the morning? Are you one who would rather stay up late and then sleep in longer? Well, for some of you, that's great. But when you have children, it doesn't work that way, especially if they're going to school, because most of the time you've got to get up and get them off to school. Now, if you're working the night shift, that's a little different story. And you got to work that out. If you're doing that and you need help, contact me. Okay, we'll work on that. I've coached people who have worked the night shift. It's tough. I remember my daughter, her first year of college, she worked the night shift. Crazy. And she went to school right after. And it wasn't normal. She had worked 2 days on, was off 2 days, and then worked three, and then she was off three, and then worked three sometimes, and then was off two and worked two. It was a crazy, crazy schedule. But it can be done. So know and locate your trigger times, the time of day, maybe the time of the month, maybe the season that you're in. These are all questions only you can answer. Number three, make time to slow down. Less is more. Less is more. Learn to say no politely. You don't have to be mean about it. Well, I really don't want to do that right now because you know what? That whole project stinks. No, don't say that. But you can say, I am so excited and thrilled and privileged that you want me to help you with that. But my schedule is totally packed. And so for now, I must pass on it. I hope you find somebody much higher qualified than me. But thanks for thinking of me. There, it's easy. Yeah, I know I'm saying it. But you know what? I was the yes. It wasn't just busy. I was always yes, 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 yes. And it was for everything. It was for school. It was for church. It was for work. It was for home. Nothing stopped. I did not use the word no years upon years upon years. And now I have no hair color. No, seriously, I don't. I'm telling you that. Yes, it may be kind of a joke, but it's real. Your actions affect your body. Think about it. Say no. Recognize your priorities. You have to make time to slow down. So recognize your priorities. Where are you in your season? If you have a little one, maybe you need to not volunteer in the nursery at church right now and take care of your little one. Then go back to it. It's okay to take a break. There's a lot of other people in the church that will step up. Maybe you've worked all your time, your school years of your children in PTO. And all of a sudden now you're starting a new career. You're starting your own business. And you've got to get things going. If you don't, then you're not going to have a roof over your head, at least the roof that you want to have over your head. So prioritize saying no and say, I've got to bow out of this one. It's okay to say no. Recognize your priorities. Yes, it sounds very easy, but it can be done. It's not simple, but it can be done, all right? Slow down for you. You don't want to have your health come to a screeching halt. I've been there. It's not fun. You don't want that to be dictated to you. Listen to your mind, body, and spirit. Locate and know your trigger times. And number three, make time to slow down. Now, we went a little bit longer because we needed to slow down to speed up. When you take a break, you begin to realize what's important. You take a break and you begin to see the relationships now. If you're struggling with the relationship, you can't work on that relationship if you're volunteering for everything under the sun and you're not home when your hubby's home. Oh, but I can work on me. No, but you still have to work together on you as a couple. It takes two, not one, in a relationship. Now, don't be mad at me. Because I love you from the bottom of my heart, or I would not be raw and real with you like this. But this is almost, if you want to call it this, an epidemic. We want to be busy. We want to be busier than the other person is. We want to be more tired, more exhausted. And why? How fast is that moving you forward? It's not. So slow down to speed up, to get to really where you want to go. We're going to chat a lot about this later as the time goes on. But if you need anything, please reach out to me. I'm here. Come on into our Facebook group, Create Your Now Podcast. You can find us there, request to join. We are there to support each other, okay? I know it's tough. Life is hard. The struggles are real. But if you can celebrate life and slow down, I promise you, your journey will speed up in the direction that God really wants you to go. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.